Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 24th. The grains closed mostly lower. July corn down 11 cents at 653.5, but the December corn rallied much as 27 cents off its lows. It broke about 6 cents late, managed to close a quarter cent higher at 536. July wheat down 11 cents at 651.25. But July Minneapolis is up 4.5, 809.25. July beans down 13.75 at 1371.25. That was a good 25, 26 cents off its lows. November beans down 8.5 cents at 1291.75. That was 30 cents off the lows. The bean oil, which was sharply lower early, rallied over almost two and a half points. To finish up 57 on the day. The meal was still down 840. The rally in the oil obviously helped the beans come back here somewhat. We're getting pounded with rain right now in Chicago, across the Midwest, northern Illinois, into central Illinois. Some of the forecasts out there show 5 to 10 inches of rain in Iowa and into Illinois by 4th of July holiday. Now, if that's the case, it's going to go a long way to taking a lot of the stress off of this corn market. If the rains obviously don't show up, then it's a different matter. Right now, the confidence seems to be pretty high. It almost looks like during the day, the corn rallied on a change in forecast, but then the USDA's meteorologist came out and said he expects these heavy rains. So, you know, we're certainly getting rains in Chicago right now. So, yeah, I think the rally was probably a little bit overdone in here. As far as the beans go, ultimately these rains will help the beans. Obviously, we're not going to make the beans in the last week of June, but overall it'll certainly help the soil profile out here. I would think crop ratings would improve significantly on Tuesday night when we get the report. Monday night we'll get the report. So I think we'll see improvements there. Overall, I still remain bearish. You know, I think we've got to get to that swing number in July and then decide whether this market's going to have a chance at a good rally or whether we're going to see these things fall out of bed. Keep in mind the meal is down at levels we haven't seen since October. The milk market has given back virtually all of its gains from 20.5 down to 16. So there's no reason to think that there couldn't be lower prices, particularly with the corn long 225,000 contracts out here. So I remain towards the bearish side out here, waiting to see what the reports are. Options expire tomorrow. Looks like they'll try to get the July corn and July wheat to go off at 650. The beans, it's still a little bit open as to where they'll go with that. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.